Praise the Lord. When I went to my brother's village who wanted to build a house, he made a lot of money. Now he wants to build his house. And he was even saying his father will soon die. He had been begging God that he should not die because he doesn't have a house in the village and all his big men friends who want to travel to come for the burial. And he needed to build a house. But that village, nobody dared try to build any modern house. They'll kill you. They kill so many people. So they all have fine houses outside Lagos, but in the village they can't try it. I went there, I saw it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I got anointing oil. Amen.
Amen.
From the altar here. Pastor Thomas, we traveled to. Okay, we went here. Yeah, you know that day. 31st December to 1st January. I left the altar here. Straight to the airport. Straight to Port Harcourt. Took another vehicle from his office in Port Harcourt to that village. I said, show me the land. Hallelujah. By the anointing.
Jesus Christ, the Lord.
By the Holy Ghost and power.
Just as the prophet said, he is in the day of the Nazareth. God is moving in his power again.
Bottle of oil that he bought for me in Port Harcourt. I went to the center of that land. Say they bury something for this land. Now I'm burying my own. Power jam, power. The lesser power must. There is power in the day. Prophetic action. Shall they bury something there, Abby? Now I'm coming to bury my own too. And God honors faith. Praise the Lord. That house, few months after, he told me he has spent 25 million already. That's the best house now in that village. I told him, if anything happened to you, then it means I came here with my own power. And I came here by my own name. Amen. Because I am sure of what I am doing. And we did not fast. How can I fast when they are going to prepare a house soup waiting for me? Amen. Any village I go, I like to test the delicacy of that village. Praise the Lord. I know fast. Lie. Even if I fast before, that day I go break them. Chop or her and amen. I went to one village. Their delicacy there was starch. Will be like glass, like this. Eh? In Delta State. I've never eaten it before. I saw, I said, what is this? Amen. When you cut it like this, like saying a glass, I chop them. With one kind of soup like this, will be like water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like to test anywhere I go. I went to India. I said, I want to eat Indian food. Yes, now. Any country I go, I want to eat your native food. Okay, what thing will show say I go there? Praise the Lord. If he punch me, I go take medicine, go stop. I eat well, well that day before we came back. Praise the Lord. Because when it is God, he makes sure you give way. So that when it happens, you will know God has stepped into the matter. Amen. I am not against fasting, but never you think that it is a precondition. What of those who cannot fast up to 12 o'clock? So they will never receive deliverance with that. But if the Spirit of God tells you to fast, then you fast. And he will give you the grace. You won't even know you are fasting. If not, how will a human being, Moses, go and stay 40 days, 40 nights, no food? If it has to be by constraint, then something is wrong. And you don't go to him by your power. He's not by power.
It's not by
mind.
It's not by mind.
Background to what we are doing. Don't let blind people begin to stop you from obeying the leadership of the Spirit. Wherever you go, they carry mirror, they are monitoring you. Anything at all. If not, how did they take no from village? What did they do for Lagos? What did they do for America? What did they do for Europe? Why are you not prospering in Europe? Other people are prospering. Nothing. Somebody is monitoring you. How do they know you don't get belly? They are monitoring you. Our sister Kate, she's not in Port Harcourt. Her husband is here. His husband here, the Air Force officer. 10 years looking for fruit of the womb. Before you know what, funny thing don't grow. Say fibroid and all what not. There are some fibroids that don't be ordinary fibroids. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God did it with between she and God. Communion service. And that is why we will close this service with the communion. It has its own power. And it has the highest power. That is the highest ritual that exists on earth. That communion, if it is done scripturally. And the pastor say, tell the Lord what you want God to use this communion bread and wine to do for you. And she told the Lord, this is my condition. They say, I don't feel born because of this, because of that. Remove it for me, Lord. She took it. That evening she went home. And some things began to come out of her body. For 7 days, it was coming out. That is how whatever they put there, the doctor says fibroids, was coming out. Then shortly after, she now took in every hindrance in your life. It shall give way in the name of Jesus Christ. Every blockage to your expectation, the Lord shall kick it out of your way in the name of Jesus. Why I remember that story? Suddenly, she took him. They were hiding it so that nobody will know. Suddenly, the mother-in-law called from the village. The son, telling the son, your wife don't get belay, Abi. How did they know? From the village, they were monitoring it. Anybody monitoring your progress? What do you want God to do to that thing, to that thing? Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Anybody monitoring my progress? Shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ? God bless you. Be seated. Let me correct something quickly. Listen, church. When you come to Brother Assembly, watch what is going on. This is a different type of ministry. I get prayer point. You sit down, they look at me. Other people are praying. What did you come here for? No, what did you come for? Not be pray, we can't pray. No, your denominational hangover, then your head. You are waiting for the man of God, Abi. Okay. Wait. Very soon we share the grace. You are still waiting for him. No, it's true now. Did we not come to pray? Now we give prayer point. Instead of you to say something, see, this is how God works. Anything we say here and you do it, heaven will back it up. And then your wife don't take it, but the interesting aspect is this. He said, then say, make nobody touch that pikin. Who are the they? Then say. So that woman has a hand in the delay of that pregnancy. He said, then say, you know why? I make reference to it. If it is God that delivers you, for who? He said, if the Son of God has set you free, you'll be free indeed. Hallelujah. God enforces his deliverance. That's why the word says, affliction shall not arise a second time. If it is God that delivers you, it must be permanent. That gadget that they are using to monitor you, that is what the mirror we use here shall be a point of contact to. I believe in prophetic action. What is prophetic action? As I do this, that is how this will happen somewhere. Okay, another scripture. Jeremiah chapter 51. Hallelujah. Concerning the destruction of Babylon. God told Jeremiah all the things that will happen, and I should write it in a book, and he wrote it. What that will happen. Verse 60. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon. Even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sarai, When thou comest to Babylon, and shall see, and shall read all these words, then shall thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place, to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of Euphrates River. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her. And they shall be weary. Hallelujah. Thus far are the words of Jerusalem. Wrote what will happen to Babylon. Tie it to a stone. Went to a river. If you throw it, what will happen? The stone will go to the bottom of the river. Nothing, it cannot float. Therefore, it goes down forever. God told Jeremiah to do that prophetic action. And as he did it, till today, no more Babylon. Prophetic action. Praise the Lord. That strong man that has stood against your family, your uncle, your step brother, step sister, your stepmother, that strong occultic man or woman, that serious shrine, he is your Goliath, the head of every Goliath standing before you shall be cut off in the name of Jesus. Now let me say something more serious now, and it will not receive too many amens, but listen carefully. Amen. We go to a lot of places where they tell us lies. When a pastor looks at a sinner that is displayed, a prostitute, a cocaine pusher, all these funny people, and tells you, oh, you are blessed. Hey, you are a child of God. The Lord told me your name is in the book of life. You know that pastor is wicked. That pastor hates you. That pastor is a son of perdition. You know who a son of perdition is? It's the one that leads you to destruction. Amen. And those kind of pastors are the ones that the congregation loves so much. They buy them cars during their birthdays. They build houses and give them. They put millions in their accounts. All right, and pastor, I love this pastor. Who tells you, sister, a daughter of God, that you can dress like a prostitute? It doesn't matter. God is a good God. It's a good God. You can palm your hair. Can't you see my own palm? Oh, God is a good God. Oh, it's not what is outside, it's what is inside. Oh, God is a good God. Oh, he loves you. Just bring your tithes and your offering. Amen. He's wicked and you don't know it. Until the day you will see yourself and him in hell. Okay, what did they do here? You say God is a good God. You say God is a good God. You did not tell me that God is also a consuming fire. Why didn't you tell me that it's a fire? What is the fire kept there for? What is the fire created for? It is created for some people. It's a human being, so. Amen. Now, watch it. On Wednesday, I said something. That in 1 Samuel chapter 17, that a Goliath came and was messing up the army of Israel. And they were shaking. And one tiny small boy, when God wants to step in, he will come in a way that he will confound everybody. Remember that Saul tried to put on some, you know, bulletproof and everything, put weigh him down with he put her on. David said, I have not tried that one. Hallelujah. Amen. Coming to face Goliath, his spear alone is more than the height of David two times. Eh? His shield alone is like the gate of a house. And then one tiny small boy, he came to challenge Goliath. And he made a statement. That is why I am going tonight. What was the statement? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Can we read it? 1 Samuel 17, verse 26. And David spoke to the man, to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine? And taking away the reproach from Israel. Everybody, shall we go? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? David is saying, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? So, on Wednesday, briefly, we try to look at the impact of that statement. Hallelujah. A small boy like that, coming to challenge a giant, there was something that he was standing on. Hallelujah. There was something he was standing on. And it has to do with circumcision. There is something about circumcision. God had a covenant with Abraham. And that covenant for a token, for evidence that you are under that covenant, you are to circumcise all male children the foreskin. The excess skin, circumcise it. The Gentiles did not have such ordinance. So, it was to differentiate the man. I mean, those under the covenant from those who were not under the covenant. He had it. And as long as you were circumcised, you remain under that covenant. And God is a covenant-keeping God. He remembers his covenants. He remembers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you now, there must be a covenant you are under that will enable you to stand before the deity that is tormenting your family. If you are not under that covenant, you are wasting your time. I say it boldly. Nobody can have any lasting deliverance if you are not under that covenant. Can we screen again Psalm 91, verse 1? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. He is my refuge. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, under the protection of the Almighty. So let's be sincere with ourselves. Are you in that secret place Does God's protection cover you? Listen, church. God's protection does not cover you because you belong to any church. That's a mistake most of us make. There is no protection because you belong to any church. Because you are a Brother Assembly church member does not guarantee protection. Hey. So why are you proud of your church for? Listen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 26 verse 2. He said, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the causeless shall not come. There is a reason why the cause is working against you, against your family. But whatever is the reason, there is a way of escape. Israel, remember the Old Testament, the law, is a shadow of things to come. Colossians chapter 2 verse 16-17 says so. Everything you see in the Old Testament is speaking of something in the New Testament concerning Christ and His church. I've explained that several times, but for the benefit of those who may not have heard it. Listen, there was a law, an ordinance that was given to Joshua. When you reach the promised land, he says, set aside 6 cities that shall be called cities of refuge. Because verse 2 of Psalm 91 says, He is my refuge. A refuge is a place of safety from danger. That's why they call them refugee. The danger is coming and a place is provided for you to hide from danger. And you are taken care of there until the danger is over. And God is our refuge. And symbolically, He told the children of Israel to have 6 cities. This is the law that we go with it. Anyone in Israel, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, you do me, I do you. You kill my mama, I kill you. Hallelujah. Life for life. But God also knows that you may kill somebody unintentionally, by accident. You can kill somebody. Because you may go for hunting and see a human being that looks like an animal. Then you go, this an animal. Because of the way they behave. You this an animal. Then you fire him, he die. You can't say, a human being, hey, you don't kill. They must kill you. The relation of that person will come after you. And the law says, if you can run, and then you enter that city, before that avenger of blood gets to you, he said he cannot touch you once you cross the border of that city. Hallelujah. He said he cannot touch you. You have entered the city of refuge. Praise the Lord. Psalm 42. Can we read it? Verse 1. As the heart panted after the water brooks. That is the statement I'm after. So panted my soul after thee, O God. Just that verse 1. The heart, they have explained it, is an animal that has a peculiarity that we can use to understand how God deals with his, you know, how God expresses his mercy. He puts something in that animal. When a hunter fires it and blood is coming out, if he can just get to any pool of water and drink the water, the blood will stop flowing and he will live. So when a hunter fires that animal, you see him, he will start to tear us. He's not just running from the hunter. He is running to where there is water. He knows once he can get that water and drink, he will not die. He will live. So, Imagine the type of race that animal will run. Imagine the type of race that man will be running from the avenger of blood. Where are you going if I can just cross over? Just before he gets you, you cross over. According to the law, he cannot touch you. And as long as you remain in the city and don't come out, don't even what? Amen. By the border. Because your hand, if it come out, it will cut it off. Praise God. What the Bible says, break the edge, serpent will. It means serpent is at the border. Every time it's at the border to get you. The avenger is at the gate, waiting at the border. Hey, praying for you to come out. You are praying that he will go away. He is praying for you to come in. I was driving from Benin, I think recently. Then I saw this vehicle where they tow vehicle. So I told my driver, as we passed one, I said, so what was the prayer of this man before he left house today? Prayer, jam prayer. You are praying, Lord, let my vehicle not break down today. Let me go safely. The tower is saying, Lord, give me business today. What is the prayer that people who make coffee? Lord, make my market sell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That I'm talking about salvation. And that's why when you enter that city of refuge, the wise will go far. Far. Over there, verse 17, what did he say? Upon Mount Zion shall be what? Deliverance and what? Holiness and what? The sons of who? The house of who? The house of who? The house of who? Your house, not Jacob, Abi. The house of who? Shall do what? Possess their possession. We are upon Mount Zion. Okay, let's read on. Hallelujah. Verse 22. When you become a Christian, Hebrews 12, verse 22, you have come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God. And it is the city of refuge. The heavenly Jerusalem. And to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23. You have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. When you become a Christian, you have come to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Verse 24. When you come to Christ, you are a Christian. Hallelujah. You have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. When you come to Christ, you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. You must know where you are as a Christian. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you come to Christ, listen, church, you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So it's referring you back to Abel. Apostle Paul caught the proper picture of grace. See the terminology he's using. Mount Zion, city of God, heavenly Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is the headquarters of Israel. Our headquarters is a heavenly headquarters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he's taking us back to the beginning. When an innocent man was slaughtered, Abel, by his brother Cain, and his blood was speaking for vengeance. And we also have a blood also that's speaking. And it's speaking better than the blood of, it's a better blood than the blood of Abel. And that blood is speaking for you and for me before the camp of the enemy. If you are a Christian, praise the Lord. If you are a Christian, now, are you a Christian? I didn't say which church you belong to. Are you in Christ? Now, if you are in Christ, hallelujah, is that blood speaking for you? You can never overcome the devil, overcome the accuser of the brethren. Can we read it? Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. What is he accusing them of? He's accusing them of all the nyama nyama they have been doing. Accusing you. Like the avenger of blood will accuse that man. That you kill my brother, you kill my mother. You must die according to the law. The accuser of the brethren is reminding God as they are praying. That, see now, the curse that you lay upon their forefather, Adam and Eve, is still upon him. Now can't you see it? The curse is still there. Can't you see? He dey go church now. What him be church? Me and God, I don't feel go church. Me say, I dey go church. Satan don't go church. And he said they go church. But he said, see now, see all the abortion she has committed. See all the 419 he has done. And then you are saying, but I've repented now. I have confessed now. You confess. So what? Is that all? I don't do them again. You have repented. Oh, you don't do them again. And so what? According to the law. According to the law. According to the law. That's why 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 refers to Jesus Christ as our advocate. Because there is a spiritual law court that he will stand as you are saying I am free. I have confessed now. I went to Reverend Father. I confess now. I went now. And he told me my sins are forgiven. Amen. Evil self. I am now a communicant. Evil self. Now, I am a knight of St. Lumumba. Even now, I'll be choir master. Even now, I'll be chairman committee. Church. Now we get the church. And then Satan is telling you, so what? So what? And why is he saying that? Because this is where the overcoming power is. Verse 11. Revelation chapter 12. What did he use to overcome them? And they overcame the accuser of the brethren by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, what is the power that overcomes the devil? What is the power that you will use to overcome Satan? It is on that foundation that you can stand before that sand prayer, that mirror prayer, that padlock you open can be effective.